is CBS Eye on the World. Here's John Batchelor.
The Keystone State, Pennsylvania, the state of my birth and the birth of Selina Zito of the Washington Examiner, the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette, the New York Post. The Keystone State is where you go to take the measure of the country at any moment, midterms, presidential years, decades, centuries, the Keystone State. And a very prominent politician from Arkansas traveled to the Keystone State, to the very powerful Allegheny County, read Western Connecticut, Pittsburgh, to speak to the Republican Club. Selina Zito is here to recount that and her conversation with Senator Tom Cotton of Arkansas. Selina, a very good day to you. Thank you very much for this. Tom Cotton comes to Allegheny County. The occasion in May was happy and celebratory. At the same time, Tom Cotton brings common sense from Arkansas to Pennsylvania. Was he welcomed? Was he at home in Western Pennsylvania in 2022? Good evening to you, Selina.
Good evening. Thanks so much for having me. Cotton was very well received in Western Pennsylvania. He had been there before. He actually ran the marathon, and his first quip to me was, "You know, the first time I came here, ran the marathon, didn't really realize how many mountains you guys have here." And I said, "Well, welcome to Appalachia." So the Allegheny County Lincoln Day Dinner is an annual fundraiser for the county Republicans. They often draw star sort of up and coming people to speak at these events. And Cotton followed Ron DeSantis, who was there the year before. And he exceeded the audience number, and it was the largest amount of people to ever attend. One of the things about Tom Cotton that people don't realize, and I explain this in the story, they often see him as sort of this monotone, sort of dry, very serious person. He's often seen on either Fox News or giving a speech on the Senate floor, but he's actually really funny. And so he had the attendees in stitches more often, I think, than they ever thought they would be, intertwined with a very serious speech.
You recall the incident of the COVID-19 controversy early in the pandemic. You recall the controversy of the question of the relief packages that came from Washington. You recall all of that and how Tom Cotton was challenged by the Washington elite. You recount all that. But the one I'm seized on that's most relevant today, because much of that is behind us at the time, and we recover from those challenges, is Tom Cotton's remarks about the green agenda from the Biden administration early on, and the cancellation of pipelines, and where we are now in conversation about energy and the energy needs. What is his reflection about this strange landscape where we have an administration that wants to do away with fossil fuels, and the world now is in fear of living without fossil fuels? What does he make of it, Selina?
Well, he's just, he's very pragmatic. You know, he warned about this. He's, I think it was on the first day when Biden canceled all these projects and vowed to make climate change a part of every aspect of this administration. And he said, this is going to cost us. It's going to cost the American people at the pump. And that's exactly what happened. But, more importantly, he said, y'all don't understand that fuel directs everything that we do, in particular diesel. It's how our farms work. It's how transport, how our goods are transported across the country. That's the fuel of and the engine of much of our economy. And now we're looking at diesel fuel that's three times as high as it was 2 years ago and twice as high as it was last year. So he was ahead of the game, as always.
Fossil fuel is part of the American future. No matter what the renewables produce over the next 30 years, There is not any physical way they can compensate for fossil fuel energy production. We need it.
Exactly.
Coal and gas and oil. There are ways to accommodate it. And I tell the story often of when you went down to the coalface with Senator Manchin and the Secretary of Labor, as I recall, from Boston. And I recount how from the coalface to the electricity generating plant, there's like 24 or 48 hours. It's some very short amount of time.
And 12 hours.
Yes, thank you. I was going to say 12 hours, but that seemed excessive. Thank you, Selena. That fact is not routinely understood in America.
Right.
It's not being reported that efficiency of coal is how to measure how America produces energy, not the soft coal pollution that spills out of the rammed together, cheaply built Chinese coal generating electricity plants. That's not what you do in Appalachia.
No, it's not. I mean, because our politics is so wrapped up in particular on the left of forcing something to happen before its maturity and meaning like wind and solar, their capabilities and their abilities to hold and harness this power is nowhere near where natural gas and oil and coal are, because we've been doing it for over 100 years. We've been doing it for almost 200 years. You can't make up that in a year. You just can't.
Senator Cotton also spoke to you of Afghanistan. Sometimes, because you know I do reporting every week on Afghanistan and Pakistan, and the crisis there is vivid.
Yes.
Starvation, famine, children without a future, and the fighting along the border continues. Pakistan in turmoil, Imran Khan daring the sitting government, the same topsy-turvy world we knew for 20 years. Tom Cotton's measure of the exit from Afghanistan is a tragedy. Does he believe that the American people still care about it?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And he's not wrong. You know, when that happened in August of 2021, I wrote that, but based on talking to people, and then in the days afterwards, and seeing the people who still hold out the 13 beers or the 13 plates at bars and restaurants or in their front yard, or honor them at football games or local community events. That was a moment. That was a pivotal moment for the American people, and it began the sharp decline for Biden approval rating among all voters, not just Republicans, among all voters. It was a chaotic and embarrassing moment, how that was handled, and it has never been addressed, and that's why it still lingers. It has never been appropriately addressed to the satisfaction of the American people.
Senator Cotton also spoke of the Ukraine crisis ongoing. He observed, however, the Biden administration was either ill-prepared or did not read Vladimir Putin correctly in his buildup of troops around Ukraine that took place over many months. Does he believe at this point that Ukraine is a growing conflict? In other words, not contained whatsoever, but is inviting in worse and worse in Europe?
You know, yes, he's, I mean, a conversation with Cotton and listening to Cotton is like getting a civics lesson across the world, right? He's very in tune and very, sharp on all world events and events that impact us, including Ukraine. And that's what I think makes him a very interesting person to follow, to watch, to, you know, whether he decides to run for president or not in 2024. This is a gentleman who is a star in the U.S. Senate.
Does he believe that the Republican Party has answers to Ukraine crisis, to the energy crisis that's attendant to it? Or is he looking for more policy decisions. You know, if living in the minority, you don't do more than say that doesn't work. But what about if the moment comes in the majority? Is he ready with policy? Does he believe Mr. McConnell and Mr. McCarthy are ready with policy?
Yeah, he does believe that. You know, you're absolutely right. When you're in the minority, all you can do is say, oh, that's wrong. Right. But when you have the majority, you actually have to, you know, show them your stuff. And he indicated that those are the types of things that they are preparing for as they head into November, is having those policies, having a crisp explanation as to what they stand for. And I think you'll see more of that as we get closer to November. While it's pretty clear that the Democrats are going to suffer losses in November, the Democrats, if they lose the majority in the Senate, it's not going to be because Republicans won it. It's going to be because Democrats lost it. This is a brake pedal election year, which means an outright rejection of what the majority is doing/say.
We mentioned Senator Cotton and Potomac Fever, a.k.a. running for president. Let me check off the boxes here. Harvard graduate, 6'5", 101st Airborne, Arkansas. Check, 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 check. Anything else I'm missing, Selena, for him to go to the first Republican debate for president?
He has some really great dad jokes.
Selena Zito, the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette, the Washington Examiner, the New York Post, a conversation with Senator Tom Cotton of Arkansas, who speaks common sense, which is an unusual language in 21st century America. We're going to turn to another Republican who speaks common sense, the former twice Attorney General, Bill Barr. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.